Shalom Avrocha, we're continuing our preparations for Purim this year. Yitzhak Hashem will be l'sasun l'simcha. In our day, we also need a Yeshua. The situation over here seems to be getting more complicated as time goes on. We have to remember, just like Esther Malka, Mordechai Tzadik knew that Hashem is with us. We just have to be with him. We have to learn the lesson from them. And that's the psukim we're going to be saying. Keili, Keili, remember, remind ourselves, though, Hashem is our God. He is with us. He created us. He sustains us. And he has a personal relationship with each one of us. Chazal say, when she said, Lo mazavtoni, was not a tain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jews don't have these type of tainas. I saw in the Sefer of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber, who was preparing for Pesach, and he needed somebody to work together with him to get a place to make the Leila Seder. And there was one Jew who was totally assimilated, was married to a non-Jewish woman. But he heard this Jewish person, when he was doing his work, he was saying a Yiddish song to himself. And the words of the Yiddish song were basically that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chob Tainis Nisht, I have no Tainis against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always right. This is the old mind frame of Jews, no matter how far they were away. They had certain connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And based on that, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber took the risk and asked this guy to help him out with the matzahs, and b'emet he did. Al kol panim, so kal v'chomer for the tzaddikei tzidkonis of Klal Yisrael. When they say lo mazavtoni, they're basically thinking into themselves. What did I do that caused the fact that Hashem is not with me now? Maybe I'm not appreciating enough the situation that Hashem has put me into, to arouse myself properly, to realize this tremendous danger, and Adarav, I have to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mechazik myself, mechazik Klal Yisrael. We saw the second point that she brought out, that I'm dabbling to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how bad it looks, I'm not going to stop. And the next pasuk is, V'ato kodosh yoshivti lois Yisrael. Pasuk we say every day. The way the Malbim explains the pasuk, it's like this. Ato, I knew you, Hashem. I know you, Hashem. Kodesh means you're uplifted from anything physical. It's not like a person that we don't get along with one another, so he causes us trouble. Or gets upset or frustrated. Those midas are not shayach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is uplifted. He's always focused. And his goal, that Klal Yisrael should be his nation, and that Klal Yisrael should be the nation that brings the world to its shleimus. Yoyishev. Yoyishev also means sitting, steadfast, always in that position. Basically, she's saying, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what we're doing, he has a same kavayochel mind frame of looking out for us. And Tilos Yisrael, that's why we always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we recognize this midah of Kodesh and Yoyishev. And when we have the Tilos Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is Mitzyashiv with us. That's what the Medrash says. So it goes both ways. We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always steadfast in his care for Klal Yisrael, even if we do not see it. And the more we praise Hashem, that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be amongst us even more so. And she continues by saying that even though things look so impossible, death is imminent, but I know you are with us, and I'm going to continue praising Hashem and recognizing that that's your nature. I know from past experiences, as we always say, to build our bitochen, we have to look back. Look, Hashem has been with us in the past. The deeper we go into Jewish history, the more situations we saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us time and again, time and again. People cried out to you, Klal Yisrael cried out to you, and they were saved. They put the bitochen in you. They were not embarrassed. These are two madrigas. One type of Baal bitochen is he has such a clarity that Hashem is with us. His bitochen is constant. He doesn't need a fear-arousing situation to cause him to wake up. That's the first. B'chol botru avoseinu. Obas HaKadoshim had bitochen and mele. They constantly were tefaltein. We constantly save them. There's a low madrega. Elecha zoaku v'nimlotu. This is Sfona says that people that on a day-to-day life, the bitachon is not so strong. But when something comes up and shakes them up, then they call out to Hashem. And Mela, that aroused their bitachon v'loy boishu, and they weren't embarrassed, they were saved. So whatever madrega we were on, these are the two madregas. Madrega of constantly paying attention. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every second of our lives, every second of Jewish history. So many times we were saved. I remember 30 years ago with the Gulf War, it also looked terrible. These missiles were being shot on us all around the country with these large missiles, the Scuds. And Dafka, Biduk, and Erev Purim was the end of the war. Yeah, Malko Purim, that's what Hashem wants us to do, to recognize. Ata Kodesh, Hashem is up there. He's not affected by anything. His love and care for us remains the same. But He wants us to put our bitachon in Him. He wants us to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we will bring the Yeshua. I am like a worm. Chazal say that's Klal Yisrael. We are like a worm. A worm, the only koich it has is with its mouth. It could chew its way into things. Other than that, it's nothing. The body is nothing. And that's why a Jewish person should look at himself. What's my greatness? What's my power? Like the tolas. In our mouth, with our tefillas, alim and atayra, good words we say to one another. That's the koich of Klal Yisrael. And beside our body, all the nations of the world, look what we're going through nowadays. The entire world is looking at the Jews as being negative individuals, massacring, everything else. They already forgot what happened in Simchas Torah, and now we became the Rishoyim. That's the way the world looks at us. All of them are just looking at us in such a negative fashion. We have to open ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'choiz v'tshuva, mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yatzileihu ki chofetz boi. That's our goal in life. To be the nation that Hashem has chayfetz. He has a desire for, he has a love for. And we can arouse that. It's in our hands. So we are mamish going through in our present history, what we've gone through in the past history. And that's our hachana for Purim. Remind yourself, this is not the first time this is happening. It's not the first time that we're in a life-threatening situation. It's not the first time that the whole world looked at us in bizarre disgrace. But we are the nation that knows. Ato Kodesh Yishiv Hilos Yisrael. Hashem is always with us in all circumstances. He's just waiting for us to waken up and turn to Him with our tzoko, with our tefillas. Ma'isim toivim, atshuva, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will see Yeshua's gedolus b'zmanenu.